Hello and welcome to Keith Review number one. This is me, Keith, checking in and making my learning and my learning journey visible, or maybe I should say audible. I actually chose podcasts because I like the way that I'm able to talk and have a more kind of conversational style as I explain and talk about my learning, which is slightly different from the more formal written style in the blogs. Now, most of these Keith reviews are based on a simple model of learning, one that I've used throughout my career as a learner, a teacher and a trainer, and the same one I've used in my approach to learning about nutrition. It's not my invention, unfortunately. It's based on the, standing on the shoulders of giants such as John Dewey, David Kolb, Lev Vygotsky and others like them. Probably three main principles it's based on. The first is learning by doing, second is learning by reflecting, and the third is learning by sharing. And I, over the years, have kind of mashed up and meshed up the ideas to make my own learning cycle, if you like, which is just a way for me to put all the ideas together. And it's based on the following. It's about getting information, having ideas, acting and reflecting. And there's a strong element of sharing that goes right through it, and sharing in particular because this is online learning and there are huge potential for sharing online, much more so than in face-to-face learning. So I'm going to talk about what I've been learning over the last month or so. I've split this up into four simple parts. I'll talk about the information and resources I've accessed and how I've done that. I'll talk about the ideas that I have and what I learned as I went along, the action that I took. And then finally, I'd like to talk a bit about feeling and identity because it's such an important part of learning. In fact, one of my key points of learning is to be aware of identity. Identity is so important in learning. It's an important part of nutrition, right? I mean, if you look at diets and vegans, vegetarians, and people on the paleo diet, the sense of identity is very, very strong. Whether we're a cook or a chef or not, there's a sense of identity. Your body gives you a sense of identity. If you're underweight, overweight. And in learning, it's hugely important. It affects your learning and your learning affects your identity. So I will talk about that later. Let me begin, though, with the first area of the information, getting information, the resources I got and what I did. So when I started out, I was a clueless novice, right? I had no idea, really didn't know very much about nutrition. But I was aware that, you know, if I wanted to improve my health, I had to find out more. How on earth was I going to start eating the right stuff if I didn't know what the right stuff was? And I lacked confidence. And so I got a book. And I picked up a basic nutrition book, one by Dr. Sarah Brewer, called Nutrition, A Beginner's Guide, and I read it. And it was great. It was quite heavy reading, actually. I mean, it goes into quite a bit of detail that just didn't make much sense to me. But I got enough to get the idea around metabolism, fuel and energy, to learn about the macronutrients and the micronutrients. I mean, I had no idea what a macronutrient was, right? The fats, the carbs, the protein. No idea. So that was a good book for me to read at the start and get an idea of the basics. But to be honest, you know, nowadays I still don't know which is the good cholesterol and the bad one. You know, I still have to look it up. But I don't worry about it because in today's world in particular, knowing stuff is not as important as knowing where to find information. You know, when I was at school, we had to learn dates, facts, figures. There's almost no point now. You can just Google it. What's much more important now is knowing where to find the information and evaluate information and get the right source of information. And I realized very quickly that the internet is an absolute minefield, especially in the world of nutrition. If you're not clear about reliability of sources and the agendas people have, it's an absolute minefield. So after that book, I then looked around for a quick online course to do to find out a bit more. And I stumbled across the Health Sciences Academy run by Alex Rani, who's the research director there. There's a free online course. It's a couple of days. It's very, very straightforward, but it was great. It went through some of the main issues again, but it was nicely connected to real life. There was a nice video about Jamie Oliver and the work he was doing, promoting education in nutrition. And so it was good. The third thing and source of information is I decided to go a step further to build my confidence and actually took an online course over a month. And I reviewed a lot of courses to find the best one for me. And you can find a blog about that on my site. But I ended up choosing the Shore Academy nutrition course. And there's also a blog post talking about why I liked it. So that for me was really important. And I think one of the interesting things here, and this is another for me key of learning, is it's so important to see the same thing in different contexts. If you just read something once, you don't know it. You need to see that thing again and again, up to 5 times in 5 different contexts. And then you understand more about how it fits in, how it's applied to situations, and how context it can change in different contexts. So by doing the course, yes, I had to revisit fats and carbs and macronutrients. I'd already read about them, but you see them in a different light, and your learning of that got deeper and deeper. So that's what I did, and that's the information I got. So secondly, what came out, the ideas. I mean, what did I learn from that? I'm not going to go too much into the detail of what I learned regarding nutritional information, because I wrote quite a few blogs about that. But on a more wider scale, what I learned is that information on the internet about nutrition is full of contradiction. There are tribes, there are groups, there is much disagreement, even between scientists and nutritionists and dietitians. And I learned nutrition and balance is not too complicated, actually. If you look at government guidelines, but then things get complicated because a lot of people rubbish the government guidelines. And then you start thinking about agendas, about egos, about money and reputations at stake. There's a lot there. I'm sure we will unpack that more in the future. What was interesting for me was that the nutrition as a science, compared to, say, the science of medicine and operations and so on, is quite a new science. And because of that, there's still a lot of areas that are not very, very clear. And my teachers, I realised, are very good at being neutral and honest. Because, you know, questions come up again in the course. For example, Tim Noakes says low-carb diets are the way to good health. And yet government guidelines in the UK and many countries say that carbohydrates should make up to 35 to 50% of your plate or your diet, depending on the country. What's that all about? Total contradiction. Teachers are great. Well, we don't know, was the answer. We need more research. Great answer. It's honest. It's clear. We don't know right now. We need more research. I also learned that health is not the same as weight. That skinny doesn't mean healthy and fat means unhealthy. No, it doesn't. It's a lot more complex. I learned about body mass index, about muscle mass, body fat, where is the fat, waist circumference, and a lot of other factors that have to be taken into account. Made me aware that, you know, the whole issue of health is a lot more complicated than it may seem to be at first glance. But one of my big takeaways and learning was that basically I need to eat a balanced diet. And I had no idea what I was eating. No idea at all. And that led to one of my biggest first actions, which is the third part of this podcast, is talking about the actions that I took. From a health point of view, well, I began tracking my food. And I downloaded a couple of apps which were quite good at this. The one I liked most was the Nutrino, N-U-T-R-I-N-O app, which is quite a cool app. As you go through the day, you add your meals, you add the ingredients, and every time you add an ingredient, you can see the protein, you can see how many carbs, how much fat it has. Then at the end of the day, you get a summary of how many calories you've consumed and how many you may have burnt according to how much exercise you've done. It gives you a tracking on a calendar day by day, sends you reminders through the notifications. Of course, there are in-app purchases. You can pay for recipes and meal planners. It was really good. It helped keep me really focused for several weeks on tracking my food and just becoming more aware of different proteins and carbs that different food had. There are many other similar apps. I tried Life Sum, liked it a little less. Also MyFitnessPal, which was one I started using, which was quite good. It's had a wider remit beyond just food, and that was quite good as well. The other thing I did regarding my health is I started reading labels. And this was a big change for me. I've never read a label ever before. And suddenly, because I was interested in how much sugar, the whole debate about added sugars and do we really know how much sugar is in stuff? And if you have too much sugar, not very good for you. So I began reading labels to find out how much sugar there is, how much fat, how much salt, how much nutrients. And it's something I still do. It's one of those habits I don't do religiously on everything I buy, but now and again I do check. And it is quite revealing. I recently was paid a visit by my sister who came over to visit me, and she was asking about what cereal I had in. I was concerned about her breakfast. She's quite a bit of a health freak as well. And the cereal she asked for, we didn't have in, so I said I'll go down the shops and see if they've got it. They didn't have it. But I saw a cereal I used to eat a lot as a kid called All Bran. And I thought, that's good. Plenty of fibre, low in sugar and salt for sure. Well, and behold, I checked the label, nearly fell off my seat if I'd been sitting, but I was in the supermarket. It had much higher sugar and salt than I'd expected and comparative to other cereals. And I was having a bit of a shock because it was one of my cereals I always ate as a kid. Anyway, so those are the two things I did from a health point of view, tracking my food and started reading labels. From a learning point of view, the biggest action I did was to start writing the blog. I started writing the blog partly to share, but also, as I mentioned in the introduction podcast, because it helped me learn. There's a very famous chap called Mr. Bloom who has a taxonomy, and there's different levels of learning, and at the higher level of the learning, that happens when you start synthesizing and creating information, not just reading it. By writing a blog, I had to synthesize what I was learning, process it, and start creating as well. So it was very good for me. So that helped me develop more of my learning. So I'm going to come to a final part now about how I feel about my learning and my identity, the fourth and the last part. I do feel more confident now, but I also realized I actually don't know very much at all. You know, when you don't know, you don't know that you don't know. But suddenly when you know that you don't know, it's a bit of a shock. And I realized I don't know very much. It's also quite overwhelming at the start, especially when you study courses, because there are lots of extra modules you can take. There are so many specialities around children's food, eating disorders, diets, obesity, diseases. It goes on and on, and you think, wow, this is such a big field. However, I was very motivated to read more. One of the first books I went on to read was B. Wilson's First Bite, which was a great book about feeding and food and our relationship with food. And also I got back into cooking, guided by one of my gurus, Jamie Oliver, teaching me how to cook. So that was a little bit how I was overwhelmed with my identity, but also kind of motivated, inspired to carry on. What I did realize is I decided to be very careful on social media. I mean, I looked at nutrition tweets and social media, Facebook pages, and people are attacking people and pulling them apart. I did not expect to see that in the nutrition social media field. So I have become very, very careful and become a bit of a listener or a lurker rather than a participant at the moment. But who knows, maybe my identity will change in the coming months. So that's where I am. I'm going to sign out now. That's the end of Keith's review number one. We've had a little look at the information I've got, the kind of ideas and learning that I've had, the action that I took around my health and around learning, and also the sense of identity and feeling, how I feel about it now. I will check in again in a few weeks' time and give you another update of how things are changing and what I'm learning. Thank you very much for joining. Come and listen to more, read more on seriouslyfromfood.com. See you online. Thank you.